Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Oh my God, people, oh my God, let me tell you something. This has been the absolutely most crazy week of all. You know why? Loquitos, I decided to do a garage sale this weekend and it's driving me nuts. What provoked me? What provoked me to do a garage sale? Let me tell you something. If the thought ever pops into your mind to do it, you need to get a lot of help. This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever done. But let me tell you something. I've done this before, and I made a lot of money. I made $2,300 the last time I did a garage sale. So let me tell you something. I got a lot of crap to sell. Not crap. It's good stuff. You know, one person's junk is another man's treasure. So, you know, I'm selling lots of treasure. Anyway, listen, this show is not about garage sales, but I had to tell you that. But it's not about garage sales. It's about food. It's about what Latinos, the relationship between Latinos and food. Food, food, food everywhere. We Latinos are obsessed. We are obsessed with food. And you know what? We just have the best food on the planet, so I can understand why we're obsessed with it. But you know what? We Latinos look for every and any excuse to eat. Any excuse. In fact, any holiday that's already on the Gregorian calendar is our reason to celebrate. Christmas, New Year's, Grandparents' Day, National Blood Donors Month, whatever. But you know, we've created a few other holidays where we eat as well. For example, somebody got engaged. You eat. Somebody says they're having a baby. You eat. You caught your best friend's husband with the neighbor. Eat. You're heartbroken, into financial ruin. You're going to Costco, eat, eat, eat. You eat as much carbohydrates, as much starch, as much meat, as much cholesterol as possible. That's what we Latinos do. We have 8 meals a day, and we do it with reckless abandon. Well, why do we eat so much, you know? I mean, it's funny because I know we have larger families, but we also have bigger panzas, bigger bellies, and bigger asses. But Latinos go grocery shopping. Get this, we go grocery shopping 3 times more often than anybody else. 3 times more often. And we spend more money. We spend more on groceries than non-Latinos. $300 more per year on groceries. Now, you wonder who in the family is creating this havoc? Because, you know, we've got somebody in our family that's like a drug dealer, and that's Abuela. She's the number one family food pusher. Abuela is grandma for those gringos who are listening in. And Abuela is the one in the family that makes all of us fat, right? She went through it, so she's going to get back at every one of us. But she takes a lot of pride, you know. In the Hispanic community, if you're hosting somebody over your house, right, and you don't have enough food, it's completely viewed as cheap. So Abuela's the first one who's always coming out with just so much food. You think 50 people are coming over for dinner and it's just you and your family. But she sits at the dinner table. My Abuela used to sit at the dinner table, and I don't even think she ate because she'd be monitoring everybody's plate. Oh yeah, did you eat your avocado? Jackie, you didn't eat your gandules and rice. I mean, she would literally monitor every single thing on the plate. And my mom is exactly like this, by the way. You didn't eat your bacalaito, the last one I made for you. It's like they're monitoring everything on your plate. You haven't touched whatever. It's unbelievable. The stress alone will give you indigestion. And then, you know, she serves all the food on the table, and you take whatever you're going to eat, and then she's monitoring that. That's it? That's all you're going to eat? If you don't have seconds at my grandmother's table, she gets insulted. She gets insulted like you've offended her, like you don't like the food. And the funny thing is, I couldn't stand when she did this, but my abuela would tell you to eat, eat, eat. And then if you gain a pound, oye, you're getting a little gordita. You got a little bit more on the thighs. I mean, hello. You know, it's like you've just pushed 10,000 calories down my throat. And now you're complaining that I'm getting fat? Yes, I'm getting fat. Thank you very much. It's because I love your cooking. Thank you. It's hysterical. Oh, and by the way, I gave up meat for like 7 years. Forget it. If you become a vegetarian, it's like you're ousted from the Hispanic community. You become the black sheep of the family. I don't know if you knew this, but Hispanics eat more cow than anybody else. They eat twice as much beef as the average consumer. There ain't not too many vegetarians in the Latino community because we're obsessed with meat, beef. And so when you don't eat meat, when you're the one who doesn't eat beef, everybody else becomes obsessed with what you're going to eat. How could you possibly get your nutrition from anything else? It's unnatural not to be a carnivore. And it's almost like they treat you like you're ungrateful to have food on your plate. Like, how could you not eat that, you know? And it's not like they care too much for the animal. Like, I'm very concerned about animals. And if you've ever been on my Facebook page, if you've ever heard me at all, you'll know that I'm a huge animal lover, and that's one of the reasons I gave up meat. But that's not why. They don't care too much about, you know, the fact you have to kill an animal to eat it. And look, I'm not here to criticize, right? I'm just saying. But they feel like they put that meat in front of you, you're going to eat it. And speaking of meat, you know, I don't know if you've ever been into a Latino grocery store, but if you haven't, get ready to get culture shocked. Even you Latinos out there, when you go into a Latino grocery store, if you've never been before, if you're so acculturated into the gringo community that you've never gone before, you better go, because it will be a really big awakening for you. And the number one department in the entire store for Hispanics is the meat department. In fact, in most Hispanic grocery stores, that meat department takes up the entire back wall. Like, you can fit an entire farm of animals across the back wall of a Hispanic grocery store. Literally, you deplete the entire selection of cows in one farm. 72% of Hispanics say the store's meat department is the most powerful motivator in selecting a retailer. I don't know about you. Is that true? Let me know. You know what? I want you to call me. I'm going to give you the number right now. I want you to call into the show, 914-338-1303. That's to call in live. We're going to put your butt on the air live, and you're going to tell me your meat stories, your food stories. We're going to talk about food today on Jackie's Vida Loca. But first, we're going to take an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini commercial break.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Check this in. I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Well, this is Jackie on Jackie's Vida Loca, and we're talking about Latinos' obsession with food, and moreover, our obsession with meat. Meat, we love, we're just carnivores, we're meat eaters. I told you I gave up meat for 7 years. What do you think I'm eating now? Meat. I love meat. And when I got back on the wagon, you couldn't keep me away from the farm. I swear I'd eat the cow live if I could. And it's terrible. It's terrible. I'm completely torn by this whole concept of eating meat because, you know, I don't want to kill animals. I want to do the right thing, but I crave meat. My mother raised a carnivore. What can I tell you? So there's some really crazy animal parts that we Latinos eat. And all you little Latinos out there, you're going to know what I'm talking about. The first one is morcillas. You know what those are? They're blood sausages with rice. I got to tell you, it sounds gross, but I love them. They're really crispy and salty. You'd never think an intestine would taste this good. The next thing is oxtail. Now, I don't eat tail because there's, too many bones. To me, that sounds like completely disgusting, but it is a delicacy. And it's the Spaniards. The Spaniards started this. And by the way, those Spaniards, they're out of control. Wait till I tell you. They eat bull testicles. They eat bull. You know, all those bulls that they put in the ring, poor bulls that they put in the ring to fight, after they put them in there to fight, they take off their balls and they fry them up and they eat them. And, you know, these guys have cojones because I would never eat bull testicles. I'm just telling you right now, if I get a pair of testicles, I ain't frying them, okay? The other things we Latinos eat is lengua, tongue. We give a lot of tongue. We really do. We give a lot of flack, but then we eat tongue too. So I actually think it's kind of gross. The top of a tongue looks like sandpaper, and I just cannot eat sandpaper, but I'd rather eat sandpaper than tongue. The next thing, and this they don't even allow in the United States, but in Peru, you know what they eat? In the United States, we keep them as pets. In Peru, they eat guinea pigs. Ugh. That sounds disgusting. And you know what? They don't even disguise the guinea pig on the plate. If you Google this, and I encourage you to do so, but if you Google this, you will see a fried entire guinea pig. It's like they couldn't keep him, like they took him straight out of the cage. The guinea pig was totally pissed off, and they threw him in the fire, and they fried him just like that, the poor thing. And when you see it on the plate, it looks like he's running, like trying to run away. It's really, really terrible. And I know I sound like an idiot for talking about this stuff, but it's awful. Okay, here's another thing they eat in Colombia, which sounds totally disgusting, but it's in line with our Latino roots. They eat hormigas culonas. Do you know what an hormiga is? An hormiga is an ant. Do you know what it is to be culona? To have a big ass. An hormiga culona is an ant with a big ass that they toast and salt. Now, here's the thing. I've never tried toasted ants. I have never, ever tried them. With salt, I may try anything. I may try anything, even those big ants. And, you know, with big, like, bugs and stuff like that, what's the big deal? It probably tastes like a chip. You know, I don't have a problem. I'd eat a cricket. I'd eat an ant. I don't have a problem with doing that because I think it would just literally taste like a potato chip, but in a slightly different shape. Okay, now this is going to be disgusting. Here's another crazy animal part that Latinos eat. And they do not allow this in the United States of America, and there's a reason for it. They eat this stuff in Mexico called escamole. Now, you think you've eaten chicken mole, you know, you've eaten all kinds of mole, green mole. This ain't no mole like you know mole. This is escamole. This is ant larva. Gross. Can you say disgusting in Espanol? Disgusting, okay? To eat ant larva? Come on, that's like eating, ugh, that's like goopy. It's goopy. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. And believe me, when I prepared the outline for this show, I almost threw up when I started listening to seeing some of these things. The next thing they eat in Mexico, these Mexicanos, I'm telling you, they're willing to try anything. They are willing to, like, literally see corn go gross and diseased and eat it. It's called corn smut. Smut for a reason. It's diseased corn. The reason they don't allow this in the United States is because it could kill you. But in Mexico, they look at diseased corn and think, delicioso. Let's have some of that crap. Anyway, look, I love my little Mexican listeners. I really do love you. And I'm sure the ones that live over here, you're not eating diseased corn. You know better than that. But somebody in Mexico is eating this crap. They've outlawed it in this country. Okay, here's another thing they eat in Mexico. And you're going to faint when I tell you this. You are going to faint. Okay? They eat this in Mexico, in Europe, and a few other places too, but again, this is outlawed in the United States of America because it's disgusting. Okay? They eat human placenta. Gross! human placenta. That's the stuff the babies float around in. And then when the baby comes out, they take that stuff and they cook it up. I don't even know if they cook it up, but all I can tell you, it's just disgusting. How could you do that? Look, I can't even be funny around that. Because to me, all I want to do is literally put the phone down and go throw up and come back. But I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But let's come back to the good old United States of America and let's talk about el carnicero, the guy who sells us the meat. Because, again, if you've ever been to a Latino grocery store, or a grocery store where a lot of Latinos go, you'll know this guy, okay? This guy is the butcher. The butcher is either one of two things. He is either the big, fat, chubby guy with a million tattoos, blood all over his apron, who scares the absolute crap out of you when you look at him, or he's a little, small, tiny, little old man with a snappy attitude and a temper who gets annoyed when you ask too many questions. So, of course, having a choice, you want to go with the big, fat guy because he's usually very sweet. He's very nice, but he looks fierce, and he usually has a goatee, and maybe he even has a few piercings. He might even be gay. I don't know. Maybe all that blood and everything is just a cover-up. And look, as far as I'm concerned, to each their own. Good for the gay carnicero. I could care less if anybody's gay. More power to you. Look, if I had a son and they told me they were gay, or a daughter for that matter, I'd buy them a toaster and send them off on their way, and I'd be very happy, very happy for them. I think, you know what, we're not on the topic of homosexuality. Maybe we'll make that a topic of one of our shows, and we'll have a good old time with it. But you know what? I support anybody who has the confidence to be who they are. And we Latinos, I will tell you this, we are picky eaters when it comes to one thing. One thing. Because obviously we're not picky about the meat we're going to eat. I mean, if it was once crawling, like iguanas and stuff like that, if it was once crawling, we're going to empanizarlo, meaning bread it, and fry it. And we will eat that crap. And we will put hot sauce on it, by the way. By the way. But there's one thing we're super picky about. And that's our fruits and vegetables, okay? The bar for us Hispanics is much higher, and it's not what you think, okay? Because when it comes to fruits and vegetables, we don't want it to be too perfect or too manufactured. If it's a perfect orange, perfectly round, no marks on it, bright orange, you know, like those beautiful sun-kissed oranges, which I happen to like. But true Latinos, they look at that and they think, it's got something injected in it, which, of course, it doesn't. But what they want to see is fruits and vegetables that look exactly like a natural piece of fruit, like what they sell on the side of the street, on a fruit cart, a real piece of fruit. Okay? So the produce department in a Hispanic grocery store is the first thing you see. As you walk in the store, it's the first thing you walk straight into because it's very, very important to Latinos. Okay? All right. So now I've told you about the meat. Now I've talked about the fruits and vegetables. Now I want to know, well, what I want to talk about next is I need you to confirm if you're really a Latino. And this is how you're going to do it. Okay? We are going to tell you the top 12 products that you have to have in your house that confirm you are a Latino. Okay? The first product that you have to have in your house is adobo Goya. Adobo Goya. That's basically like a seasonal from Goya. It's seasoning that's used on everything. Everything. When in doubt, even if something already is seasoned. My mom makes barbecue spare ribs, but she adds adobo first. In fact, she makes all the Jewish dishes my Jewish side of the family taught her how to make, but she adds a little adobo because adobo makes everything better. Basically, it's practically all salt. And we love our salty. Oh, I'm a salt queen. Okay, the next thing you have to have in your house to verify that you're truly a Latino is fideo soup. Not video soup, fideo with an F. That's that Lipton chicken broth, that's fake chicken broth powder with the little pieces of noodles in it. Every Latino has this in their house. The other thing you got to have is maltas and jupiña. And more the Caribbean Hispanics, because you Mexicans will forgive you for not having maltas and jupiñas, although they do sell it here on the West Coast. You can get it, and it's so delicious. But it's definitely an acquired taste, this malta, but it's so good. I grew up on it. All right, the next thing, you know you're a Latino if you have Maria crackers in your house. You know you're a Latino if you have guava paste.
I don't like guava paste. I think you could put, like, frames up on the wall with guava paste. To me, it's just, like, really sticky and really, really sweet. But, you know, the Latinos eat that with cream cheese, believe it or not. We have some crazy combinations. I'm going to walk you through that later. The next thing you need to have in your house, if you're truly a Latino, is some form of Latino coffee. And that is either Pilon, Bustelo, or Nescafe. Now, we know Nescafe does not come from any Hispanic country, but don't tell that to the Latinos. They think it's all from there, and it is probably made there by now. But Nescafe, Latinos live and die by that. Okay, you know you're Latino, especially if you're Mexican, if you have pan dulce in your house. And those are those big, round breads that are sweet pan dulce. Another thing, you know you're Latino if you have crema con sal. Again, this is a little bit more Mexican, but I have some in my house, and I love it. You know what crema con sal is? Crema con sal is basically sour cream with salt. And again, we love our salt. Yummy. All right. The next thing you have to have in your house to know you are truly a Latino is Doña María mole. Now, I mentioned mole before. No Latino makes mole from scratch. We buy Doña María, and it's the best. And by the way, it's on sale at Gonzalez Northgate for 99 cents right now, okay? It's really great stuff. And by the way, if you gringos want to make a Mexican meal, it's super easy. You just bake some chicken. You get Doña María's mole. You put a little bit in a pan with some water or chicken broth, one of the two. You mix that up, and you put it straight over the baked chicken, and everybody, there will be no denying that you are Mexican if you serve this. It is so good. All right. Another thing, if you are Hispanic, that you probably have in your house right now is anything with the Jarritos logo on it. Jarritos with the little man. All right? You know you're Latino if you have sofrito in your house. And let me tell you something. If you have sofrito, if you even know what sofrito is, I take my hat off to you. Because even some Latinos are still confused as to what sofrito is. But real Latinos know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, it's this mixture that my mom makes in her blender with peppers, cilantro, garlic, onion. It's like all fresh, and it's all mixed together, and it's pretty much like what I told you adobo is. It's a seasoning for everything. So if you're going to make your whatever, lasagna, you throw a little sofrito in there. And what you do is you put some oil in a pan. You put a little sofrito first, and then you add whatever you're going to add to it. But sofrito is really, really delicious. Okay, so that's the top 12. I got a bonus round for 13. Any good Latino, you have this one bonus product in your house right now. Trust me when I tell you, it's Coca-Cola Classic, the number one Hispanic product on the face of this earth. Do you know that there are more Coca-Cola Classic drinkers in Mexico than any other country worldwide? I think New Zealand also has a huge number of Coca-Cola drinkers, too, and, of course, the United States, because all the Latinos that immigrate here love Coca-Cola, and, of course, all of the Americanos that already live here love Coca-Cola. Everybody loves Coca-Cola. Anyway, but you know you're a true Latino if you have Coca-Cola Classic. In fact, when I lived in Miami, I used to hear stories about people who emigrated from Cuba, who basically left for political reasons, to come to the United States of America, and the one thing that they wanted, the first thing they wanted when they got here was a Coke. All right, we're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk food and have a good time on Jackie's Vida Loca today. You know what? We've got a great show in store. There's more to talk about food. My mouth is salivating right now as I tell you about this, but we're going to pause for 1 second, and we'll be right back on Jackie's Vida Loca.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, the Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Well, we're back here, and this is Jackie Dollar on Jackie's Vida Loca, and we're talking all things Latino and food, and I'm getting very, 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 very hungry. And I hope you are, too. I hope you're enjoying this show. And if you are and you want to call in and talk to me, you can dial 914-338-1303. By the way, if you want to send me an email, you can send it to Jackie's Vida Loca, no apostrophe, okay? Jackie's Vida Loca at gmail.com. Keep those emails coming. I love hearing from you. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Jackie's Vida Loca. I post all kinds of pictures and things all week long until I speak with you again on my show. So anyway, so I hope that that you're starting to get hungry, but I'm going to walk you through the crazy-ass, weird-ass food names that we have in the Latino world, because these sound not like food, but they sound like something else, okay? So the Puerto Ricans have this dish called mofongo, and the Cubans call it fufu. Now, the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans, neither one of them could come up with a good name for mushy plantains, but they apparently love this stuff. Wasn't really my thing. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, but I grew up in Miami, so I'm kind of Cuban, and I didn't ever like mofongo or fufu, but some people die by fufu. Fufu. I mean, fufu sounds like something that stinks, right? Fufu. Ugh, fufu. Anyway, people love it. The other thing that's kind of weird is elote. Have you ever heard of elote? Elote? E-L-O-T-E, elote is corn on the cob. Here's another one. Here's another one you're going to love. Pozole. Pozole. The Mexicans make this stuff called pozole, and it was a stew that was originally made by the Aztecs using human meat and corn. Here we go with the Mexicans again, eating people and eating crazy stuff. Okay, so the Aztecs used to use people for sacrifices, and when they tore their heart out, they'd take the rest of the person, chop it up, and make a stew, add a little corn, and pozole, you're done. Chow time. Okay, here's another one. Menudo or mondongo. Now, we've already talked about the innards of a cow. This is a soup made with beef stomach. And you know what? I personally believe that if you're going to kill animals to eat them, then you should eat the whole thing, including the stomach. I won't personally eat it, but if somebody else likes it and wants to have menudo or mondongo, go ahead, have at it. Here's another one, birria. Now, you'd think that sounds like a beer from, like, Italy, right? Birria. Birria is goat stew. There you go. If you like... then you can have birria, birria. Weird. Okay, here's another one. Champurrado. Champurrado sounds like something you'd call a friend. Hey, champurrado, how you doing? But it's really breakfast in Mexico. Okay, I already talked to you about morcillas. Morcillas were the blood sausages. There's another name for morcillas, which is morongas, like, you moron, you gave me gas. Morongas. Morongas. For anybody who cannot pronounce these in Spanish, you can just say morongas and you'll be fine. Here's another one, picadillo. Picadillo sounds like picadilly, but it's really chopped beef. And then there's albóndigas, meatballs, not bull testicles, but meatballs, albóndigas. It sounds like you just won something. You just won an albóndigas. That would be great to have on The Price is Right. Okay, alcapurrias. Alcapurrias sounds like an island off the coast of, like, Brittany or somewhere in Europe. Alcapurrias, maybe near Portugal, but it's really a plantain fritter. And, of course, there's horchata, horchata, which sounds like a girl's name, but it's really a beverage made with ground almonds, or it could be made from a lot of, or horchata can be different kinds of beverages made from ground stuff like ground rice or ground almonds. I really sound like I know what I'm talking about here, don't I? I do. Okay. you know, it's so funny because when I was a kid, my mom used to do, like, I think sometimes the Latino parents do crazy things with their food. Like, listen to this. My mom used to make hot chocolate. Sounds innocent enough, right? And then she used to take American cheese and put it inside the hot chocolate and let it melt. Doesn't that sound gross? I always thought that. I never tasted it, but she would swear by it. She still does it. It's gross. Anyway, here's another thing. like disgusting food recipe. Sesos, which is cow brain, it's shredded and put in Mexican tacos. Those Mexicans will eat all parts of that animal, all parts of it. Okay, here's another one. Jocoque. Jocoque is rotten milk that people sometimes add salt in. You can drink it just like that or use it as a sauce on your meal. Now, once the milk goes rotten, have you ever, like, gone into your refrigerator, forgot a carton of milk there, and opened it up, and all of a sudden it's, like, sour, and your eyes water, and your hair curls? Well, some people think that's a delicacy, so you might want to wrap it up and send it to them. I just think, ugh, like, how does some of these things occur to people? You know? I swear to God. Well, anyway, we Latinos need to get with the program. We need to get with the program because we need to get more healthy, okay? We eat till we explode. Did you know that Hispanic Americans are 1.5 times more likely to be obese than non-Hispanic whites? That's right. We are 1.5 times more likely to be obese. You know what obesity is? 33% fatter than your like average weight for your height. So it's heavy, right? Super, super heavy. So Latinos are way more likely to be obese. Hispanic American women are 78% are overweight or obese versus 60% for everybody else. And Mexican American children almost 2 times more likely to be overweight. Latinos in general, we suffer from every single affliction more than everybody else. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease. Why? Because we eat like crazy. And we eat all the junk we're not supposed to eat. And it's not fair, but it's our own fault. Do you know that we put Coca-Cola in our baby's bottles? Yes, we do. Crazy. Crazy. We need to get with the program, and I'll tell you what the solution is. I'll tell you what the solution is. I know it because it's proven. The solution to being overweight is to buy new workout clothes. Let me tell you something, people. There's nothing that gets me to the gymnasium faster than a new outfit. I'm serious. I get that new outfit, and I can't wait to get to the gym. And the pre-workout, the shopping of the new outfit at the mall, 20 miles of walking at least, right? But let me tell you something. I park my car right by the door. And so what? There's every Monday to restart the diet whenever you screw up, so if you mess up, you can go bad for the rest of the week and start again on Monday. So what, right? Who cares? And what else? The new workout clothes will get me to the gym faster than anything else. If you gave me a $1,000 shopping spree, that would get me working out faster than anything else because I go straight to the mall. Let me tell you something. I have walked miles at the shopping mall, miles, until I'm almost about to drop. But when it comes to getting my butt in the car to go to the gym, that could take me months. So $1,000 in my purse could get me to the mall in about 5 minutes. In fact, I could probably spend it before I got to the mall on my phone. But going to the actual gym is so hard. It's so hard, you know? I mean, we Latinos love to eat, and we love to indulge, and our palates are definitely more intense than other people, I think. Like, everything we eat is more seasoned, more flavored, more, we like our coffee more intense, we have more spices, we like it more spicy, our women are more intense. I think we're just more intense people, and I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I'm just saying, we like to eat, and we like it to be a celebration. I think the eating occasion is more than just satiating an appetite. It's definitely more than that. It's, you know, it's an occasion to connect. And I'm not saying, you know, that we don't eat on the run or we don't eat for convenience sometimes. But, you know, I think that we like to make it a celebration. So it gives us another reason to eat is basically what I'm saying. All right, we'll be right back. We're just going to take a 50-second pause, a quick commercial break, and I'm going to talk to you about, here's what I'm going to tell you about. I did a little poll on Facebook If you were on death row, what would your last meal be? So all the people who responded to that, we're going to disclose your answers right after this.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIsGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
You're listening to Jackie Dollar on Jackie Vida Loca here on a beautiful sunny Thursday afternoon. I am broadcasting from beautiful Los Angeles, and we're having a discussion about Latinos and food and how we are food obsessed. You know that we Latinos, we invented the food coma. Can you say afternoon siesta? In fact, we are so food obsessed that if we hear the ice cream man outside, el paletero, we even have a name like paletero. Or the ice cream man. We run outside. We drive. If we're driving around and we see somebody selling anything, like ice cream, tamales, we have to stop. There's a guy. You don't think this happens? There's a guy that literally walks up down my mom's street shouting tamales. And I give that man credit. I give that man credit because he's home making his own tamales and he's selling them on the street, making an honest living. Okay, before a break, I told you we're going to disclose the results of a little poll that I conducted on Facebook. I asked my followers, or not my followers, my Facebook friends, if you were on death row, what would you want your last meal to be? Right? So I'm going to tell you. My cousin David, he wants to go to the never-ending pasta buffet at Olive Garden. Not that he actually loves pasta. Olive Garden or even pasta, but he figures that because it's never ending, that means that maybe old Sparky will take a pause and not come. All right, Rhonda Levitt Rotstein, a friend of mine from high school, she wants lobster. Even if she has a seafood allergy, she hasn't been able to have lobster in years, but who cares if your throat closes up? She's going to die anyway. Rhonda's going to have her lobster, okay? All right, and then David also, I just mentioned David, my cousin. David wants Ruth's Chris and lobster as well. I mean, these people think it's just like a restaurant in jail. Wait till you hear this. My friend, Juan Gonzalez wants to have, let me find him. Juan Gonzalez wants white pizza, salmon penne pasta, sweet and pungent shrimp and lobster in black bean sauce, fresh strawberries, 2 scoops of Ben and Jerry, red velvet cake ice cream, and lots of martinis. Juan, you're on death row. This is not a restaurant. This is jail. Do you really think Tiny, the prison guard, is going to run and get you all this stuff? He thinks so. He thinks, why should you deprive a dying man of his final meal, right? Okay, here's my friend Renee Van Zundert in Amsterdam, I believe he is. Renee, where are you? Yeah, Renee is in Amsterdam. Holland, he's in Holland. Okay, so Renee wants to have as his last meal Dutch herring, and I would assume that you have to be in a Dutch prison to get Dutch herring, because I think if you're just in L.A., they're going to give you Mexican herring. Okay, my other cousin Joe Garcia, here's what Joe Garcia wants. He wants arroz con gandules, rice with pigeon peas, habichuelas, which is red beans, chuletas fritas, which is fried pork chops, and alcapurrias, those plantain fritters, with a glass of tamarind juice. Now, you got to be in a Puerto Rican jail to get all this stuff, because honestly, I think if you're in like Idaho and you tell them you want an alcapurria for your final meal, they're going to pull the plug right then and there. Okay. Let's see. Teresita Diaz, my little friend from Puerto Rico, we've known each other all our lives. Here's what she wants. She wants Lasagna prepared by her daughter. Of course, they're going to let her daughter into the prison on her last day. Lasagna prepared by her daughter, some roasted pork prepared by her, and lots of chocolate ice cream for dessert. And she's going to make this pernil, which is the roasted pork, pernil asado, with the cuerito bien tostado. You know what that is? That's like the outside skin, really, really salty and crispy. Mmm. Okay. My other friend from high school, Robert Weisbird, he's in New York, and here's what he wants. He wants whatever would take a couple weeks to cook. Now, I say that's pretty clever. Tina Mistra Bain, all she wants is some Peter Pan peanut butter. Now, honey, you know what? If you're in jail, you're probably having Peter Pan peanut butter every freaking day of your life. I think if they come to you with a peanut butter sandwich on your last day as your last meal, you'll want to kill yourself after all the peanut butter you will have had. She also wants some chocolate, so we'll give her the chocolate. All right. Brenda Decker wants a fortune cookie that reads, "Pardon granted, signed the governor." I think that's very clever. Very clever indeed. Let's see. Kathy Euler. Kathy Euler, who I believe is either in Spain or Mexico. You know, Kathy and I went to Europe together with her sister Sandra. We had the best time of our lives. But what she wants some of Teresita's pernil. Pernil, oh my God. My father was Jewish, and that was his favorite meal in the world, is my mom's pernil. In fact, you know, there's so many holidays that we used to celebrate as a really big family, because I've already told you, I have 53 first cousins. I have about another 35 second cousins, and this is just on one side of my family, the Latino side. On my dad's side of the family, we didn't have that many, but when we all got together, we'd cook a lot of Spanish food, you know, Latino food, and all the Jews in my family, that's all they'd want. They couldn't wait till my mom made all this stuff, right? And she would make turkey, like, she would make turkey Latino style, with as much salt and paprika and butter and oil. It was the crispiest skin on that turkey. And my father would literally have his nose pressed against the oven door for 4 hours, salivating until that turkey was done. But you know, if I was on death row, do you know what I'd want my last meal to be? I would want my last meal to be bacalaitos. Oh my God, my mom's bacalaitos. Do you know what bacalaitos are? Oh, bacalaitos is the best meal on earth, people. All right, bacalaitos are made with salted codfish. The crowd is going wild. Salted codfish, flour, water, cilantro, sofrito. Remember what I told you sofrito was, right? All that fresh, all those fresh peppers and onions and garlic and cilantro, all that mixed together. All that is thrown in, and you make these really, like, you have to put a lot of water so that it's really runny, because that's how they get really thin and crispy. So they're salty, crispy cod fritters that are really, really skinny, almost like a potato chip, but fishy and delicious. And then you fry those up, and then you have to put them on a paper towel because you want all the oil to drain off of them. And then you put that in, you dunk them into what we call pique. Now, you know you're Latino if you know what pique is, because pique is our homemade hot sauce. Most of us Latinos really don't buy hot sauce at the store. We make it. In fact, my aunt, who lives in Fort Myers, Florida, puts hot peppers, fresh hot peppers, in a FedEx box, and for $20, FedExes peppers to my mom, and bacalao, by the way. I think I might have the only family who FedExes, like, salted codfish. I don't know. Does anybody else do that? Call me and let me know. By the way, the number is 914-338-1303. Call me and let me know if you have family that FedExes stuff across the country. I've actually had friends. In fact, Teresita's mom, who, may she rest in peace, she just passed away. Her name was Teresita, too. She was the love of our lives. She used to have, she had these gandule plants, the pigeon peas, but real pigeon peas that we put in our rice. She used to have these pigeon pea plants that she used to, you know, get all the peas off, put them in a FedEx box, and send them to us. It was so funny. Anyway, so bacalaitos with pique, homemade hot sauce. That's what I would want as my last meal. In fact, it's a meal worth dying for because it is so good. Salty potato chip type cod fritters. I hope you're salivating. Anyway, that's what I want as my last meal. So we've talked a lot about food. We've talked a lot about the crazy stuff we eat and how, you know, when you grow up in a Hispanic family, you don't have a choice. You have to have a big ass. It's just the law because how could you be skinny? How could you possibly be skinny? We Latinos have an ass that you could literally rest a glass on, and we like it that way. That's how Latino men like it. They like girls with some booty. In fact, I believe that African-American men like girls with booty. I really do. And I think they like Latina girls with booty, too. Can we make that the subject of our next show? I don't know. You know what we need to make the subject of our next show? We need to get the Jews on the show because I know you're feeling probably a little left out, and it's unfair because I truly am multicultural. And if this show is about Jackie's Vida Loca, then we have to talk about the Jewish people. You know, the Jews are thinking about their next meal while they're eating their current meal. I think that's hysterical. They're always thinking about food, too. You know, the Jews are not so different from Latinos. We share the same guilt, and we share a lot of the same, like, desire to eat all the time. I don't know if you're like that, but we have to give some love and some respect to the Jewish side of my family. In fact, my brother, whose name is Fred is the sweetest guy in the world. He's funny. In fact, I think the funny in my family comes from the Jews. Because you know what? They're so dramatic. You talk about intense. The Jews in my family are intense. We are so beautifully and dysfunctionally intense, and I can't, honestly, that's going to be the next show. We are going to talk about the Jews. We're going to make fun of them. We're going to talk about all the crazy, quirky things they do, the crazy, quirky things they brought into my life, and we're going to show them some love and respect, too. So how about it? If you're Jewish and you want to contribute to our ideas for the show, you need to email me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. All right? And we're going to be taking ideas all week to put them on the show. I'll be posting on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Jackie Dollar, so if you want to become a friend, let me know you've heard us on the show and you want to become a friend. You know, and the Jews, I really feel like we're just kind of behind here because we've been giving so much attention to all the Latino crap that we do that I think it's about time that we give a little respect to the Jewish. So I'm willing to put you guys on the show with me and interview a couple of you. You need to send me your ideas, and maybe I'll even put you on the show live on Jackie's Vida Loca. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk to you about the gossip in my life. Back in a minute.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
So I told you that this week I've been completely consumed by the darn garage sale. It's driving me nuts. Hopefully after Saturday, if I survive, I will be on next week. But let me tell you something. This thing has completely consumed my week. My nails are chipped. My hair's in a ponytail. I'm exhausted. I got no makeup on. I'm ready to slither out of here and continue working on this damn garage sale that's driving me nuts. So I want you to pray for me all week, people. Pray. Okay? Because I need it. Remember the last show we interviewed about the priest and the pope? I hope those guys are still praying for me. And the new pope is still doing good. You know what? I don't know if anybody is watching American Idol, but you know that girl Candace? Oh, she is amazing. I actually think my top three on American Idol right now are Candace Glover. She's the chubby little black one that sings the roof off the house. I mean, she is definitely the best singer, and she can sing anything. She can sing anything. The other one that I really like is Angie Miller. She's a cute little girl with the curly hair, but she's got to use that flat iron more often, okay? So we like Angie Miller. And then the other one that I actually think could take it home is a beautiful black girl, Amber. I don't even remember her last name, but Amber with the legs that are a mile long and a voice that is like an angel. I think she too can sing anything. And you know what? This girl, like nothing, like 16. I think she's 16 years old. I think she might actually be the youngest girl ever on American Idol. She is, I think, going to win this, mark my words, and we'll be sitting here celebrating. The other show that I'm a little obsessed with right now is that stupid Apprentice. Those idiots. I mean, we've watched them all before, so I don't even know why I need to watch them again. But you know what? That Gary Busey, he needs to go. He's driving me nuts. He needs to go. I couldn't even tell you who's going to win that, but I sure hope as hell it is not Amorosa. Because Amorosa is the biggest bitch that ever set foot on the face of this earth. I mean, Amorosa, she needs to, like, oh, my God, I don't even want to say on the air what I think needs to happen to her. Because I've met people like that in business, and honestly, I just don't have the tolerance for bitchy women like that. I mean, why can't she just be smart? Because I don't think she's stupid. I think she's smart, but she's such an incredible bitch. And you know what? I met somebody about a week ago. I met somebody that actually works with Amorosa, and I'm not going to name names because I could get people in trouble. But I met somebody that works with her and says, oh, she's just showing, you know, that's just what she does on the show. She's not really like that. You know what I say? Bull crap. If you're like that on the show, a part of you is like that. You can't deny it. You can't hide it. And she's just using it as the show, as this indulgent thing to be able to act like an absolute utter bitch. And I think it's unforgivable. Amorosa needs to go. All right, so what about The Bachelor dancing on Dancing with the Stars? Oh, my God. He has, like, two left feet. Like, The Bachelor, come on. If you're The Bachelor, you need to at least know how to move. He is so incredibly stiff. But because The Bachelor was on ABC and Dancing with the Stars is ABC, I have a feeling they're going to keep The Bachelor on for a little longer. He probably helps to increase the ratings, and he's cute. Sean is cute. I mean, I wouldn't say he's 100% my type, but he's cute. But he just can't move. He's just a terrible dancer. He really, really is a terrible dancer. Okay, so on the cover of People magazine, Katy Perry and John Mayer have broken up. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible surprise. Can you believe that John Mayer cannot keep a relationship? I mean, come on, come on. Listen, honey, Katy, you should have known. You are going out with a bad boy who breaks up and pretty much dumps every single beautiful woman he's ever been with. And by the way, I do not think John Mayer's good looking. He is not good looking, okay? Yuck. And what makes him even uglier is just he cannot hold down a relationship to save his life. I mean, he just pretends he's in this relationship and then ends up breaking every girl's heart. And these dummies that go out with him think that he's going to be different with them. Well, here, Katy Perry, go back to your fruit and papaya costume because John Mayer has now dumped you too. Okay, here's another one on the cover of this week's People magazine. Kim versus Kate, a tale of two pregnancies. Hello? So now you're comparing Kate Middleton to Kim Kardashian. How low have we sunk? Come on. Okay, they're both women. They're both pregnant. They both have brown hair. And I believe they both have brown eyes. I'm not sure. Okay, that's it. That's as far as the comparisons go. One is classy, one is well-educated, one has deserved notoriety, and the other one doesn't. I'll let you guess which is which. All right, here's another one that's on the cover of People magazine this week. Tiger and Lindsay, can she trust him? Tiger has a new girlfriend that's blonde, looks just like Elin, and her name is Lindsay. And they ask the question, can she trust him? Now, how the hell do you trust a guy named Tiger? Any parent that names their kid Tiger has to expect that that kid's going to be out on the prowl. Out on the prowl. And Tiger Woods ain't changed his leopard spots yet, as far as I know. Oh, my goodness, gossip. We are so obsessed with celebrity gossip. We are so obsessed. Zoe Saldana is beautiful. She is absolutely gorgeous. I love her. She's a Latina we can be proud of. I think she was dating Bradley Cooper. She's wearing a dress that looks like wallpaper. Printed wallpaper, but I still like her very, very much. Very much. Anyway, so we're here on Jackie's Vida Loca every week, Thursdays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I want to thank all my beautiful Loquito listeners out there who give us unending support. All my friends and family in New York, Los Angeles, Puerto Rico, in Texas. We have listeners in Chicago. We have listeners all across the United States of America. And every week, I want to tell you people, every week our listenership goes up. So we are ecstatic about that. And we just want to say thank you. I am so grateful. This is show 11, which means we've been on for 2 months and one show. And we are very, very happy that you spend a little bit of time making fun of everybody else with us. We love that you listen to our show. We encourage you to call in during the show. No call-ins today, but maybe next time. 914-338-1303. I know you guys are bashful, and many of you guys sort of download the show after the fact. So we love you, too. Even if you can't call in at that moment, we love you as well. Again, you can email me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at jackiesvidaloca, and join me again next week. All right, guys. See you later, loquitos.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.